Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es schwer, es Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Prusbol, Einoi Mishamed. What is a Prusbol? Prusbol is a star. It's a star where the Malva, remember the Malva is the lender. The Loiv is the borrower, the Malva is the lender. The Malva is the one who gives the money, the Loiv is the one who receives the money. The Malva gives over the Chayiv to Bezdin. You don't owe it to me, you owe it to Bezdin. And therefore, Shvius is not Mishametes as a Chayiv. Shemitah does not cancel the Chayiv. You can write such a shtar where I'm giving over, if you owe me money, or I owe you money, either you or me, write such a shtar that the money is owed to Bezdin and it could be collected, even though Shemitah came and went. What does the word Prusbol mean? It's a combination of the words Prais, Bule, Bute. Prais is a takana. Bule means for the Ashirim, for those who are rich. And buti means for those who are poor. You see, the Prusbol at the end was a takana that benefits both the rich and the poor. It's a takana for the rich because now they can collect their chayiv, even though it's after Shemitah. But that's not the big takana for them. The big takana for them was that if someone knocked on my door and says, "Oh, can you please lend me some money. I'm marrying off my daughter, and I'm going to look at my calendar and say, oh no, Shemitah is coming. I don't want to lend him the money. I won't be able to collect it. And I'll be over alive in the Torah. The Torah says, Beferish, don't not lend someone money because of Shemitah. So this saves me from being over the lav. I'm going to say, okay, I'll be more than happy to lend you the money, but we're going to have to write a prusbol. It's also a takana for the poor people because they're going to find malvas that are willing to lend them the money. So, bekitzer, it's called prusbol. Just some other word, bute, got lost. Because the ikur takana was for the ashirim, which is an amazing thing. As I said to Shnei Seliyo, you would think the main takana is for the poor people, they should be able to get the money. No, forget the money. The big takana is Rachmana Litzlan. What a punishment it would be for the rich that don't lend the money. Okay, so Zakta Mishnah. Prusbol ain't a mishamet. A loan to which a prusbol was written, if you wrote out a prusbol, Shmita does not cancel the chayiv. Ze echot min hadvarim. This is one of the things. Shehiskin hilazakin, that hilazakin was misakin. And why did hilazakin make this takana kishero when he saw she nimnuhu am milahalvay ze? The people were like refraining from lending each other money. Uh-oh, it's too close to Shemitah. I don't want to lose the money. I won't be able to collect it. And as a result, v'oiver, al mashakasa b'Torah, they were over. On a lav in the Torah, the lav that says, Hisham alecha pen yadavar im levavcha bilial. Hisham alecha, be careful. The Torah is warning us. You shouldn't be lawless in your mind. And the continuation of the pasuk is, a person shouldn't say, the seventh year is coming. It's a year of Shemitah. And then you're going to be stingy toward the brother that needs you, and you won't give him the loan, and it's going to be a chait. Well, Hillel HaZaken did not want Klal Yisrael to have that chait, and as a result, Hiskin Hillel Prusbol, Hillel was Mesaken the Prusbol. This way they can protect their money and collect it even after Shemitah comes and goes. The Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, asks, Lamaisa, how could Hillel be Mesaken the Prusbol? And take away Shemitah's Ksafim, canceling a Chayv, which is Minatayr. And the Gemara answers that during the days of Hillel, that was during Bayis Sheni, Shemitah's Ksafim was not Noheges Minatayr, it was only Midrabonan. During Bayis Sheni, they didn't have Yovel, because not all the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why, according to some Shitas, Shemitah was only Midrabonan. That's why Hillel had a Koyach to be Mesakin the Prusbol, and take away the din of Shemitah's Ksafim, which is only Midrabonan. Some Rishonim hold that the takana was, even if you don't physically give over the shtar to Bezdin doesn't write out a psak, I just write this shtar, that I'm giving over my chayv to Bezdin. That's the main takana here. You see, if Bezdin actually had the shtar, or wrote the psak din, then maybe it would work even if Shemitah Ksafim was the Araisa. That's what some Rishonim hold. The reason we're saying it only works because it's Midrabanan, is because Hillel took it a step further. I don't physically give over the shtar to Bezdin. I'm just writing that I'm giving over the shtar to Bezdin. You know, there was a time that the Yidden had a much stronger level of Amunah. You knew you don't lose for being Mekayim a Mitzah. And it could be right before Shemitah. Someone asked you for a loan. You gave it. But you won't be able to collect. If I'm doing what the Torah says, I'm not going to have any less money. I'm only going to have more. Like the Pasuk says, Ki beglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem alekecha. B'chol masecha b'chol mishlach yedecha. Adarabba. This is the source of bracha. Chazal dashen from your money is like a wheel. Galgal is a wheel. One day one person has it, the next day someone else has it, one person loses it, the other person gets it. That's why the Gemara says zuz, right? In Gemara Lashon, we call the money zuz. Shezuz mizeh, it moves from one person to another. Says the Kli Yakar, Ki beglal hadavar hazeh yivarecha Hashem alekecha. Even Chas Hashem was beshert. It was time for the wheel to turn this way. That this rich man is supposed to lose his money and it goes to someone else, but because he gave money, lent money, before a Shemitah year, he won't be in that circle. You don't lose by doing a mitzvah. But there came a time people didn't have that level of emunah. That's what the Mishnah means. When Hillel saw, uh-oh, people aren't lending, we're going to have to make a tikkun. But it's such a pity on them, because if they would have lent, they would have had this special bracha.